Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night in Atlanta was the All-Star game, and it had a rousing, exciting twist at the end, which was delightful. I had no idea. I didn't watch any of the game until the ninth inning. Turned the game on in the ninth. Well, I shouldn't say that because I did turn it on to watch Kyle Stowers bat. He struck out. Then I watched him at his second at bat and he struck out. I think that was in the ninth. But then he got to bat in the ding dong off. So the game ends 6-6. And for the first year ever, they've got a dong off to win the All-Star game, which was cool as hell.
I didn't watch it live, but, you know, this morning on Twitter and all, I think that's it's perfect. It's amazing.
Was amazing. And there's an interesting reason. So Kyle Stowers, so the manager can pick any three players he wants to be in this little mini home run derby, which was better than the home run derby because you actually got to watch each pitch and then see if the ball sailed out and stuff. The home run derby was so flawed. But Kyle Stowers was one of the National League batters in the ding dong off. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Like, that's what a cool little nod to Kyle Stowers. Then I found out later in the evening, all the guys you would imagine that would be in the ding dong derby had left because no one sticks around for the end of the All-Star game. So Aaron Judge wasn't in it for the American League. Like, all the guys, they play the first couple innings and then they hit it. They get out of there because they want to enjoy their vacations. So there was no one left, which is why Kyle Stowers got to bat in the ding dong derby. And he hit a ding dong too. It was fun. I loved it.
Standing in the dugout like the Will Smith meme when he's just in the living room looking around.
Because the manager even said, because they were interviewing the manager after the game and they're like, so who are you going to have out there for the home run? And he's like, well, Kyle Stowers, and he doesn't even know it. Like it was a surprise to Kyle Stowers. Solana's the only person I've talked to who didn't like it. He thought it was a massive failure, the home run off at the end. Why did you not like it?
Not a massive failure. I'm just not ready to crown this the greatest thing we've ever seen in sports, which is really what happened yesterday. It really was. I haven't seen that much excitement since like the game 7 of the NBA finals in 2018. Hey, you know what I want to do after 3 hours of an exhibition baseball game that doesn't matter, that the players who were playing in the game cared so little about it, they'd leave despite the fact that they could actually be the difference between your side winning or not. You know what would be great? How about 30 minutes of guys taking pitches? Why don't we do that? 30 minutes of watching guys just take pitches.
What did you want? Just more baseball, more extra innings?
The game's fine the way it is. You play extra innings. They have the ghost runner. The game is absolutely fine the way it is. We don't need to change anything about the way that the game is played.
It was boring, though. You literally just said in the previous statement that it was boring, and now you're saying it's perfect the way it is.
extremely boring, didn't watch an inning, didn't watch a pitch until you texted me that there was a swing off going on. Don't get me wrong, the Schwarbombs were cool. The Schwarbombs were cool. That was really cool.
It. I mean, he just lit those balls up, man.
So, yeah.
So you get 9 boring innings. You want a 10th boring inning.
Or an 11th or 12th. I mean, that's baseball, man. But not baseball.
But not home runs. You don't want home runs.
I know baseball. I know what baseball is. I know how baseball's decided. And everybody's like, oh, should this be the way that the game is decided?
100%. Wait a second. You love soccer, and those end in PKs all the time.
Agreed. Soccer, basketball, and hockey, they could implement something like this. Soccer does. They have penalty kicks.
Hockey
NHL
has a shootout.
NHL went to a shootout. And in the NBA, realistically, you could do like a 3-point shooting contest if you wanted to, if the game went into overtime. There's something there where it works. You know why?
You just don't do it for baseball?
No, you know why? Because in soccer, you have control of the ball before you kick it. In hockey, you have control of the puck before you kick it. And in basketball, you have control of the basketball before you shoot it. In baseball, they got to do changeovers. They got to go interview the guy who's about to bat. They all ask the exact same thing. Hey, you ready here? What are you feeling here? And then you got to watch some old geezer pitch to a dude. He's going to take the first 8 pitches without swinging. Hawk, there were over 100 pitches thrown over 30 minutes in this swing off that everybody's infatuated with, everybody's enamored with. And guess how many swings of a bat there were? 15.
But 15 that is swings baseball. Of a bat. You are describing baseball, which you are talking about being a perfect game. This is an extension of baseball. I don't know how much baseball you've watched. They take a lot of pitches. Very rarely. I mean, we celebrate an immaculate inning, which is only 9 pitches. I'm not exactly certain where you're coming up with the take that they take an inordinate number of pitches when it comes to this. And yes, in soccer and hockey and basketball, you have possession of the ball when you're trying to score,
right?
But that's in the regular game as well. And in baseball, the batter never has possession of the ball until it gets to him. This shocked you?
It did. It really did. It was shocking. Totally shocking.
Normally they come up to plate and throw the ball up to themselves, like when you would play baseball by yourself because your dad didn't play.
Now we're talking like, now let's massage it. Let's figure out how to get this done properly. I want to see that. I want to see Aaron Judge just flip the ball up.
You want to change the game of baseball, which you just described as being perfect.
I want to change the swing off. I didn't think it made any – genuinely, I didn't think it was as exciting as people thought it was. And then, Hawk, I didn't know that the players had left, truthfully. But I'm sitting there, and I'm going, oh, Aaron Boone, thanks so much. You have the best home run hitter in the game. Your own player in Aaron Judge. He's sitting there. But instead, you're going to put Jonathan Aranda out there to save the swing off.
You couldn't extrapolate that Aaron Judge wasn't available.
Oh,
he wasn't out there for the dong off.
No Ohtani, no Aaron Judge in a swing off to decide the All-Star game. And everybody's like, oh, this is so this is the best thing that's ever happened to sports.
Oh my God. So great.
And then, there's too many
pitches in baseball.
The part that drove me nuts more than anything.
He's complaining about the game of baseball, which is fine. Yeah. But he prefaced his complaint about the game of baseball with baseball is perfect as it is.
Don't need to change anything.
I don't mind having an opinion that baseball needs to be changed. It's too slow and you could only have one pitch. Come up with whatever you want.
Yeah,
but you started with baseball is perfect as it is.
One strike, one ball. That should be every at bat.
Every at bat, every game. I would not argue.
Oh, and then how about this? Best part about the entire thing. Ready? Here we go. Despite the fact that the broadcast clearly stated a couple times that the swing off will not affect the outcome of the MVP of the game vote, will not affect it. They're going to decide it on the first 9 innings. Guess what? A guy who finished 0-for-2 at the plate and never stepped foot on the field, won MVP of an All-Star game.
Insulted your baseball intelligence.
I mean, Major League Baseball, lowered their standards yesterday to the sex appeal of what America wants, and they threw the integrity of the game out the window. Despicable. Disgusting. Gotcha. Disgusting.
All right. You're disgusting and despicable, and you've thrown your integrity out the window. Yeah. Nobody likes you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can you tell that nobody else felt the same way I did? Because I had nobody's take to steal. I mean, I'm grasping at straws here to figure out why I didn't like this.
Well,
thing.
I'm hoping you're fleshing it out a little bit before I bring it up with Zach Gelb, because don't start with baseball's perfect as it is and then tell us why you want to change every facet of baseball.
I'm not kidding. I turned this on.
What were you expecting, really, having not watched any of it and not even knowing that it was going on until I texted you? What were you expecting?
Great question.
Home runs after home runs. Dongs after dongs.
And I'm sitting there
and I'm watching Kyle Stowers take pitches and then take a hack. And they're like, uh-oh, it's close to the warning track. And it lands 8 feet outside of the infield. Like,
I believe it ended 4-3, right? Dongs ended 4-3 or 5-4?
I think it was 5-4 because Schwarber hit three and then the other guy hit two.
So you saw 9 home runs in the course of less than 30 minutes, but you expected to see home run after home run. What have you been watching all your life to where
Swing off. I wanted two guys to go up there to decide it. Two guys. They go up there. And there's an automatic pitching machine, like when you go to the cages, so that way, even playing field, you don't have to have these guys up there to go out. They're stretching their arm. And then the player's like, here, throw 6 of them first so I can see how your pitch is going to look like. Like, what? Like, don't, I don't need that. Get the automatic pitching arm out there.
And for PKs, they should do one kick each, right?
I don't know how you can compare penalty kicks.
Well, why do you only want to see one home run hitter, but you want to see multiple players try in soccer or hockey?
Because in order to get the home run, I have to watch them take pitches. And that to me is not fun. I was watching a guy do batting practice. Listen, if you love BP, if you want BP to decide your bets and the outcome of games,
you said you wanted just a typical extra inning, but you would see people take pitches during an extra inning all the time.
It's baseball. Yeah,
it matters. The people throwing the pitches are actually trying to throw a legitimate pitch to get you to strike out or to get ahead in the count. It's totally different than somebody throwing, not if it's in the course of a real game. If the outcome determines a ball or a strike, I know baseball.
So you love the traditional. You love the traditional game.
Love the traditional.
You didn't watch 1 minute of it.
Not a single pitch.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Get some notes, brother. You can work this thing out. Work it out.
But I'm sorry you used the first 17 minutes to work it out on the show because it was awful. Yeah. Hopefully, by maybe the 4 or 5 o'clock hour, you can have a more cogent argument because this was borderline re-special.
I wanted to help you. This is something else.
There's just nothing going on there, but
Hopefully able to flesh it out.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.